Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CISA, who is outside of the CISA offices at home as CISA offices are getting work done upon them. And Jim and Jan Galunka, owners of Galunka Farm and Farm Stand in Whately, who I pulled away from the farm and the farm stand. So I got everybody off of their regular routine right now. And I associate the name Galunka with corn, and we are in the height of corn season right now. And Jim, you were used a term about corn that I don't hear thrown around a lot. I hear terms like native corn and white corn and butter and sugar corn. What was the corn you were describing, and help me differentiate between these nuances of something that you've been familiar with during a large swath of your life?
Well, butter and sugar corn was a variety that we grew back in the 70s, and it was popular. When these new varieties came out, every year there was new ones. We had tons of varieties. They were called, they came super sweets. So that's a bicolor corn, and we just call it butter and sugar in this area anyway.
We call it butter and sugar, but you called it super sweet?
Yeah, super sweet. That's a lot of new varieties with the super sweets that they're growing. There's ones that are, you know, for like supermarket grade, and then there's the farm stand ones that are a little higher quality.
So that's good to know too, that if we come to the farm stand to get it from Galunka, then we may get a little higher quality than if we go to get it at
usually, you know, I grow for taste more than yield.
Mm-hmm.
And as a guy that grows for the supermarkets wants to have the highest yield he can, so there's a little bit of difference to them.
We have the advantage of, you know, having the fields right behind the farm. We pick all our produce all day long. It's fresh. If we get low on corn, well, Jim will go out and pick a few more bags. Or if we get low on carrots or tomatoes, we'll just go out and pick some more.
Is it true, Jan, that the quicker you can get it into your mouth after it comes off the stalk, the better that's going to be?
Well, that's the beauty of the super sweet, is that it will hold its sweetness for days.
Oh, okay.
You know, we don't recommend that you keep it for days, but you certainly could, and it would still be sweet.
And now, I said that Galunka means corn in my mind, but you have other stuff at the farm stand right now too, right, Jan?
Oh, yes. We have cukes and tomatoes. We have lettuces. We have quite a few bunched items like radishes and beets and carrots. Cabbage and broccoli and cauliflower. So there's a good variety on the stand right now.
Is the drought affecting anything with you all?
Yes. We got almost a half inch of rain last night. Thank goodness. It was a blessing that we really needed. Things are a little slower to come in, and some things maybe are not quite as big and plump as we would like them to be, but they're getting there. We've been doing a lot of irrigating. Jim and his guys have been irrigating something every day.
Jim, I just want to ask you to reflect back a little bit and just sort of share what you've seen stay the same, change, get harder, get easier over the decades of your farming career.
The biggest thing is dealing with climate change and the little effects it has on our products, and what we're experiencing new diseases, which are a lot tougher to deal with, and new pests, which are coming in earlier in the year, every year it seems. And, you know, a lot of them are invasive species. It's a challenge for dealing with that. You know, we have the benefit of maybe longer growing seasons by a little bit, but it's making the pests affect a lot worse too, you know. And of course, the extreme weather last year, we were flooded out. This year, we're being drought, you know, so you don't know what to expect. There's nothing normal anymore, you know.
Was there a time that it felt normal?
Yeah, I believe there was. I don't know. Maybe I'm just reflecting on the past a lot with things like that. But, you know, we always had a little dry period, and then the thunderstorms would start. But the thunderstorms we get now, when we do get them, can be 2-3 inches at one whack instead of a half an inch. And then the drought seemed to be longer, you know, from extreme, you know, one side of the spectrum to the other side.
And Jim, I think you started your farm stand and decided to go in that direction right around the time that CISA started. And I'm just wondering what you've seen with that, selling direct to your neighbors.
You know, when CISA started, I was kind of worried that, geez, they're going to promote other farms. And, you know, and I joined CISA then because I had to be part of CISA. And I was worried that, geez, we're going to have more competition. But what it has done is made awareness of locally grown food and the resources and the farmers more publicly aware. And people are really buying it. You know, they know the importance of buying local, especially with supply chain issues we're going through now. I think it's going to be even more important, you know, that we understand this.
So how busy are you guys in your typical day of being open? How many people are buying every day from you?
Oh boy, on the stand, I would say that we probably see anywhere from a slow day of about 300 people on a busy weekend up to maybe 600 or 700 people a day.
Wow.
And that's customers. That doesn't count the people that they brought with them in their vehicle.
And it was even bigger at the first summer of the pandemic, right?
Oh, Lord, yeah. It was, yes.
It was a madhouse. And luckily, it was a decent growing year that year, so we had good yields, and it still wasn't enough of produce to make it, you know, what we needed.
Yeah, I think during the pandemic, it was pretty much nonstop from before we opened the doors in the morning till closing time at night.
Speaking with Jim and Jan Galunka from Galunka Farm and Farm Stand, I love corn, and there are a bunch of different ways to eat it. What's your favorite, Jan? Favorite way to eat corn, as I've associated your name with corn?
I'm not opposed to sampling it right straight from the stalk, but I prefer, I think, to have it slightly boiled.
And then what? Butter, salt?
Oh, butter and salt. Yep.
Yeah,
lots of butter, lots of salt, and then that just makes the sweetness pop right out.
Jim?
Well, for me, I like it cooked, like with butter and salt. It's about the only time I apply salt to something.
Oh, wow.
But I wind up eating most of my corn first thing in the morning when I pick an ear and I rip it open and I eat it and eat it raw. So, I mean, every day I'll have one or two ears with just raw corn. And
that's really the only way to know how good it is.
Yeah, you know, that gives me the perspective of when it's ready to pick or when it's best and all that. So.
Somebody's got to do that hard work, Jim.
Well, Monty, this does remind me that when we had their daughter on, Emma, do you remember what her answer was for the best way to prepare corn?
No.
She said,
And now I understand where that comes from, because what she said was, I just husk it and eat it.
That must have been where I picked it up, because I've started doing that myself. Jim and Jan Galunka from Galunka Farm and Farm Stand in Whately, who are local hero members since the beginning. You can find out about all of our local heroes from Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, at buylocalfood.org.